Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary, and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Sunday, September 29th. Happy Resurrection Day. I'm going to be reading this week from the Message paraphrase, and we're going to be talking about salvation and coming to faith in Christ. All of the passages lead us to think about what it means to be a Christian. And so we're starting back at the beginning in Genesis chapter 3, which we read a couple of weeks ago. I don't want you to think, oh man, we already know what that says. Think, God, what can you teach me today from this passage? What can I see anew? And what are you trying to hit home with me as we read Genesis 3 together? May we listen carefully, for this is God's word to us. The serpent was clever, more clever than any wild animals God had made. He spoke to the woman. Do I understand that God told you not to eat from any tree in the garden? The woman said to the serpent, not at all. We can eat from the trees in the garden. It's only about the tree in the middle of the garden that God said, don't eat from it. Don't even touch it, or you'll die. The serpent told the woman, you won't die. God knows that the moment you eat from that tree, you'll see what's really going on. You'll be just like God, knowing everything, ranging all the way from good to evil. When the woman saw that the tree looked like good eating and realized what she would get out of it, she'd know everything. She took and ate the fruit and then gave some to her husband, and he ate. Immediately, the two of them did see what's really going on, saw themselves naked. They sewed fig leaves together as makeshift clothes for themselves. When they heard the sound of God strolling in the garden in the evening breeze, the man and his wife hid in the trees of the garden, hid from God. God called to the man, where are you? He said, I heard you in the garden, and I was afraid because I was naked, and I hid. God said, who told you that you were naked? Did you eat from that tree I told you not to eat from? The man said, the woman you gave me as a companion, she gave me fruit from the tree, and yes, I ate it. God said to the woman, what is this that you've done? The serpent seduced me, she said, and I ate. God told the serpent, because you've done this, you're cursed, cursed beyond all cattle and all wild animals, cursed to slink on your belly and eat dirt all your life. I'm declaring war between you and the woman, between your offspring and hers. He'll wound your head. You'll wound his heel. He told the woman, I'll multiply your pains in childbirth. You'll give birth to your babies in pain. You'll want to please your husband, but he'll lord it over you. He told the man, because you listened to your wife and ate from the tree that I commanded you not to eat from, don't eat from this tree. The very ground is cursed because of you. Getting food from the ground will be as painful as having babies is for your wife. You'll be working in pain all your life long. The ground will sprout thorns and weeds. You'll get your food the hard way, planting and tilling and harvesting, sweating in the fields from dawn to dusk, until you return to that ground yourself, dead and buried. You started out as dirt, you'll end up dirt. The man, known as Adam, named his wife Eve because she was the mother of all the living. God made leather clothes for Adam and his wife and dressed them. God said, the man has become like one of us, capable of knowing everything, ranging from good to evil. What if he now should reach out and take fruit from the tree of life and eat and live forever? Never. This cannot happen. So God expelled them from the Garden of Eden and sent them to work the ground, the same dirt out of which they'd been made. He threw them out of the garden and stationed angel cherubim and a revolving sword of fire east of it, guarding the path to the tree of life. Thank you for listening along as we read God's word together. Do you want to learn a new word with me today? It's a long one. Protoevangelion. Okay, from the Greek, proto means first, and evangelion means the gospel or the good news. And this is the first announcement of the good news that is projecting towards Jesus Christ our Lord. And it's found in this passage that I read today in Genesis chapter 3 and verse 15. And I'm going to read it to you again in the New International Version. And I will put enmity between you and the woman, and between your offspring and hers. He will crush your head, and you will strike his heel. Now, at first glance, you don't think much about that verse, but this is a foreshadowing of what Jesus Christ will do for us, in that he will crush the head of the serpent, and he will defeat evil. But all along the way, that serpent is nipping at our heels. This is a reminder that there is enmity between the serpent and the woman, and there is enmity between Satan and humanity. And the offspring that is referred to in this verse ultimately points toward our Savior, Jesus Christ. He will defeat Satan, and one day the reverse of all the effects of the fall will come about. There's a beautiful artistic portrayal of Genesis chapter 3 and verse 15 done by Sister Grace Remington. If you can look it up, look up Sister Grace Remington and Mary and Eve. And in this picture, Eve and Mary, the mother of Jesus, are standing face to face, and the serpent is going up Eve's leg, and they're both holding each other. One is holding the other's shoulder, and Eve is actually touching the belly of Mary, who has Jesus in the womb. And Mary has put her foot out, and she is crushing the head of the serpent. It's hard to describe, but I hope you'll look it up. It is beautiful, and it's just a reminder that even in Genesis 3, this need that we have is present. We know that we are sinners in need of a Savior. And this little foreshadowing of the fact that God is sending redemption is there as well. Will you pray with me? Father, we, like Eve, are in need of your great redemption. Lord, we are often led astray by the sneaky serpent. Satan seeks to devour us by telling us half-truths and by giving us exactly what we want in life sometimes, and also by leading us astray. And we pray, Lord, that you would forgive us for going after things in this world that lead us far from your presence and your purpose. And we thank you for Jesus, the one in whom we find salvation and redemption, the one who fully met the demands of the law and perfectly obeyed in word and deed, and ultimately the one who gave of himself on the cross so that we can be free. Lord, on this Sunday, we celebrate that resurrection glory. We thank you for this redemptive path that was set in place from the very beginning. And we thank you, Lord, for Mount Brook Baptist and other churches as we gather together today. Would your spirit be alive in our places of worship? And would you do a work in us, conforming us to your image? We thank you most of all for Jesus. We thank you that he crushes the head of the serpent, and it's in his name that we pray. Amen.